morning.
Connect the dots. It is soon. Stone Radio Show. Way of the future. I don't have to rely on mainstream media. In fact, I don't know if I could tolerate being on mainstream media because I would just say, look, I have to approve what you're going to put out there or I'm not going to participate. And that's what they might say. But let's just move on. There's so many things happening. I was listening to ET Yoga. A lot of interesting comments about time, crystals, Atlanteans, Lemurians. And let me just pick on that for a minute, and then we'll jump to something else. But the mention of the Arcturians, the Sirians, and the Pleiadians, these are the groups that make up the Galactic Confederation. People used to talk about the Galactic Federation, but now following tweets out there on Twitter, there's a site at Cobra Info, COBRAINFO1, and the word Galactic Confederation is being mentioned. So I guess it is the Galactic Confederation. In fact, that's a good site to go to if you're on Twitter. There is so much information being revealed now. Important things about what's being done behind the scenes to help save the human race from the evil creatures that have been over-controlling us. Some of them are being removed. Other things are being done. And there's several hundred important tweets to go look at to see what's going on. If you're really concerned what's going on behind the scenes, then you ought to be. You'll never hear it on mainstream media. So anyhow, back to these things, important points that were being mentioned in the last show, the Atlanteans and their language, Senzar, something I don't know anything about. I learned something tonight. I learn something just about every day. If you're looking to learn something, you can learn it. And the nine-tiered pyramid, I believe that it was said it's in Mexico. And there's plenty of pyramids in Mexico. There's that city, Tehuacan, 20 miles outside of Mexico City, has a whole area of pyramids. There's a lot of information on that. I don't have time to get into that. But what was interesting, really said, was talk about activating of the pyramids. And I always try to correlate science fiction movies because the correlations are there. If you're familiar with the original Star Trek episodes, there was an episode where Starship ended up on this planet and Captain Kirk got, got separated from the crew and he lost contact and he fell into the base of this structure, not a pyramid structure, but something. And then the local people decided that he was the one that was going to activate the machine that was going to save them from a certain catastrophe that comes by every so often. So there's a story talking about somebody has to, or something has to activate something for it to work at a proper time. And that's what was being talked about in the last show, that the pyramids, and supposedly they've been activated already, plus the crystals inside of the earth, the big crystals. Supposedly, this is a star crystal, I think, in the center, ninth dimensional one, a little different than just a physical one. So we don't have to argue, well, the scientists say it's a molten core and all this, whatever. More than one reality can exist in the same spot. Believe it. I talk about that in my theory. Buy it. Connect the dots theory. I also talk about some other interesting things. The Nazca planes in Peru was mentioned. Maybe if you ever watch that video, Ancient Astronauts, they give you some shots, aerial shots of the Nazca, N-A-S-C-A plateau in Peru, and you see this big drawing of a spider. Well, isn't that cute? That only has meaning to people who would be flying high in the air. Now, when you learn a little about magnetic fields and you've seen a picture of what the drawing of the magnetic field of the Earth is, it's a spider. It looks almost exactly like that giant spider on the Nazca Plateau in Peru, where they carved all the other creatures in and everything like that. And it's amazing. I've never heard one person mention that or draw the correlation. Well, that's why this show's called Connect the Dots, because I'm good at connecting the dots, and that's what it obviously is. It would make some sense then. Somebody traveling in the craft looks down, and they see this giant spider-type design. They would intuitively know that this is a diagram of the magnetic field of the Earth that protects us from the solar wind, which is would be dangerous to our health if it hit us flush in the face. So, you know, there's so many things that connect together once you start looking. And what was talked about, the planetary grid, yeah, it's all connected with the pyramids. In fact, there's a great book out there that explains it in detail. It's called The Keys of Enoch. That's it. Also subtitled The Book of Knowledge. And if you're really interested in how the pyramid grids are connected, get yourself a copy of that book. It's the guy who wrote it. It's a real person. I met him several times. And the information in there is the future of the science. In fact, he has an institute called the Academy of Future Science. Look into it. This is a knowledgeable person, met with important extraterrestrial beings. In fact, he met with the being called Enoch, the one that's also mentioned in the Bible. And the keys of Enoch states, and we'll connect some more things here, the word Metatron was mentioned. Yeah, Metatron is a personality, a high-ranking personality of the universe, and it's mentioned in that book, The Keys of Enoch, and Enoch admits that the information that he was revealing to the writer of the keys, the Earthling writer of The Keys of Enoch, was given to him by Metatron. And some other additional information about Metatron, you can learn from that book that Metatron is the one who invented the electron. And you might want to think, well, who invented the electron? And yes, all electrons exist within one electron. I mean, that's a mind-boggling statement, but you buy the book and read it and decipher it yourself. Because there's enough information in that book alone, I could stand here and talk to the end of time, and I still wouldn't be done. That's why I tell people to go out and buy my book, Connecting the Dots Theory. In 100 pages of text, I explain all the basic things anybody would ever want to know and identify all the bad forces, which are way beyond what other people focus on. And so there's this, I already gave it to you, but I'll give it to you again. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. Now, interesting to talk about sun gazing. I've seen people actually do that, but I didn't know what they were doing. Now I understand the importance of it. I might try that myself. But anyhow, Just to prove I can jump from one topic to the other, and the number here is 888-627-6008. If you want to call in, you've got something to say, and there's a lot been happening. I mean, if you're just a regular person, hey, what was the big event of the day? March for Our Lives on Washington and cities all around the world. Got all these young people upset about gun massacres. But lo and behold, I mean, I was watching it on mainstream media. Yeah. Lo and behold, no one is talking about the real cause behind gun massacres. I mean, they've been going on for quite a while now. It has nothing to do, really, with what guns are available. Because it's all about mind control. The secret agencies of CIA, FBI, NWO, the New World Order, Illuminati, all those people that engage in false flag operations for world control reasons, they all have the technology of how to mind control just about anybody. The machines exist. I mean, you can mind control somebody with your own mind if you know how to do it. Actually, it's really quite easy. But I'm not going to tell you how to do that. Anyhow, the sophistication of the machines are unbelievably. They know every frequency to get everything. Plus, they can put voices into your head. I think the latest information is they could put voices in your head back in 1974. But anyhow, everything is really sophisticated now, and that's what they do. They find somebody who they can turn into their fall guy, and they just send him messages in his head. And if he, obviously they look for somebody who has a weapon already. And if not, they could just tell him where to get one. And believe me, all the laws in the world, if the people who create these false flag scenarios, if the guy they want to do the gun massacre didn't have a weapon, they would just give it to him. That's how these things are being orchestrated. So it doesn't matter what the laws are about what people can buy, because the gun will be provided for the poor fool guy, whether he goes out and buys it or not. Now, this is the real conversation that needs to be talked. The false flag gun massacres are going to continue. It doesn't matter what laws you pass, because they have the technology to brainwash people into doing bad things, and they're going to continue doing it unless they're removed from this world. I mean, these people are embedded like cockroaches in the wall, so it's almost impossible to cipher out these bad guys. Thankfully, good ETs are here to help us. The Galactic Federation, they know how to seek these people out and get rid of them, bring them away. In fact, they're talking now on Twitter that the people that are hopeless, they take them to what's called the central sun. There is a central sun to our universe. And they toss them in, and they get annihilated except for their consciousness, and they get to restart over again. But thankfully, they're being removed, and hopefully these false flag starters will be removed too in a short amount of time. But the point being made here is mainstream media does not want to talk about the truth. The poor young people haven't a clue that this is what's going on, because they're allowing their minds to be manipulated by their cell phones. And all they have to do is go on the internet, and there's so much knowledge about the technical abilities of the secret agent departments. They're hidden everywhere. They're hidden within the secret military bases in the U.S. CIA has their secret departments, FBI has their secret departments, NWO. They have secret departments all over the world, and they have their fingers in everything. And the whole thing of the false flag operations with the gun massacres is to try to fool people to get rid of their guns, because that's the only thing preventing them from a massive full power takeover of America. We're the last ones that the they can't get the guns away from. And those of us who have our head on straight, we know not to give them up. So that's what's been going on today, you know. Hey, if you got something to say about it, call in, 888-627-6008. That's a toll-free number, just in case you didn't realize it. Of course, nowadays, if you call the continental United States, or just about with any phone plan, just about everybody has unlimited calling, so it wouldn't cost anything anyhow. But I guess that's good to know if you're outside the United States. You could call in that number, 888-627-6008. So, let me go back to some important points that were made in the last show. And there were plenty of important points, let me tell you. The personalities. Now, I'm going to switch to a different topic right away. I'd like to mention there's a lot of interaction going on between the invisible personalities that exist in the universe and us, the human race, in the physical reality here. And because I tune into, I'm always paying attention to what's going on. And when you find coincidences, coincidences don't happen by chance. In fact, I redefined the word of coincidence in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I'm creating a new paradigm of thinking with that book. I also redefined the parameters for truth way beyond the scientific orthodox definition of truth, which is just plain too limited and now unrealistic. And, you know, sometimes things have to be changed, but coincidences don't happen by chance. They are created. Coincidences are the coinciding of things that have been pre-planned to coincide at some point in the future. So these personalities, they're playing games with us. They watch our videos. They know our movies. They know the commercials. And they, I guess subliminally, pass along information in a good way to the people who make these, specifically the commercials. There are little innuendos put in these commercials to communicate with, even if we don't recognize it. They're putting in geometric designs now to make us more conscious of geometry. And these personalities are playing games with us. They make statements. If you're paying attention, you'll catch on. They have humor, and they're making comments about what's going on in our world, and they're inserting this humor in commercials. You ought to pay a little more attention to what's going on. And statements are being made that relate more than just the stupid commercial. They have significant meaning to higher realities and more complex issues. And you're finding these things in commercials. I'm finding them. But you ought to be looking, too, and think when you see a commercial and there's a statement made, is there a double meaning to that statement? Is it making a comment about something that's happening in real time now? Because a lot of commercials have these little innuendos in them, and these are personalities that are attempting to communicate because it's, you know, there is some preventive prime directive. They can't just come down and explain everything to everybody. Well, we will be getting a lot of explanations when we move into the 5D reality, but, you know, we have to be given the opportunity to figure things out ourselves. If they told us everything, what would be the point of being here? We wouldn't be learning anything because we've ever been told everything. You know, it's part goes with the territory, free will. Well, free will kind of says you have to learn to figure things, you have to use that free will to figure things out for yourself. But the higher realities, the higher dimensions, the higher, the faster vibrating zones of reality, and I believe my definition is the best one anybody has come up with, because the higher you go up the number, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth dimension, the higher you go up those layers, I call them zones of reality, because each one of those zones has a vibrational frequency range. And that's why I call it a zone. Because the one above, the zone we're in, has higher vibrations, faster vibrations. They are faster vibrating domains of reality. And then the fifth dimension is vibrating way faster than our third dimension. And then if you go into the sixth dimension, you're vibrating way faster. All of the reality in the sixth dimension is vibrating way faster than that of the fifth. Now, there are personalities. When I say personalities, those are beings with a consciousness. Your personality is your consciousness. And personalities don't even need bodies to exist. And the information actually has been given to the human race, I don't know, about 85 years ago, that personalities are the gift of the real God of all gods, the creator of all that is, personally known as the Heavenly Father. And you want to know somebody that important personally. That's why when Jesus would always talk about the real God, he would talk about your Father in heaven, your Heavenly Father. Because the Heavenly Father is the Father of all that is. And for those of you who want to play a devil's advocate and say, whoa, what about all these bad creatures out there? Well, the bad creatures weren't created by the Heavenly Father. I just said all the personalities given to creatures were created by the Heavenly Father. But the real God also created, we can call them secondary creator gods. I mean, the real title is creator gods. By the way, Jesus is one of them. You're not going to find that in the Bible, but newer information clearly explains that. They have been given the power, creator gods, to co-create creatures. And because they aren't, the only real perfection is the real God. You know, by definition, perfect. But the creator gods are not perfect. They do their best to become perfect, and they continuously get closer to that perfection through their experiences, but their co-creations, they create beings that are not necessarily perfect. And it's those beings that are not necessarily absolutely perfect are the ones that fall victim to ill thinking and become evil, one way or another. And there's the explanation, okay? I mean, I just explained a lot to you. You know how many hours of reading I had to do to comprehend all that and connect the dots myself to be able to explain it? A lot of time. But that's the real big picture from the top down. And you know what I found out recently? I came to the realization, because I go on Twitter and I communicate. There's a lot of people representing the Pleiades and the Galactic Federation on Twitter now. And I was like amazed. Some of the things that the entities representing the Galactic Federation were quoting about, certain things that I just happen to know, that, well, that's not the real official story. it's your story is a little different. And so then I came to the conclusion, well, there's, you know, we all can be right in certain ways, that the Galactic Federation's comprehension of the universe from the top first source and center down to where we are now, they have a different set of information that they are working with. Some of the in-between information is different. And then what was astonishing to me is that actually, and this should you should feel good about this, how special we human beings are, that we were actually given information in the fifth apocryphal revelation that explained things to us that even the galactic, the great beings of the Galactic Federation have, the information hasn't been shared with. Of course, it's all in the universal records, and, you know, and eventually we'll all have this information. But it was this startling discovery I made that actually certain bits of information have been given to our human race that haven't been given to other, we could call them superior races, more evolved races, whatever you want to call them. And we ought to feel good about that because that's how special we are. And we're really very special in the eyes of the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other important entities up there that gave us a whole lot of important information. And because we're on Earth, what do you think happened? The information, a guy put on a bookshelf and gathers dust. Very few people know about this information. And if I was President of the United States, I'd have it available in every school library. And teachers would be required to learn this information so they can give a proper history lesson. Because the history they teach in school, oh my God, is it. Yeah, we all have our complaints about it, you know. As they say, the victors write the history. Well, that's pretty much how it is. In fact, when I ran for President of the United States in my last election, you can go see what my agendas were, you know. Just look on the site below my tweet icon, I call it. You know, it, and just go to my last presidential site. Tom Edison for President, 2016.com. It's still up. And you can see the agendas I was pushing. I was pushing for, you know, fix the education system, you know. A lot of information has to be removed, all the bad information, and a lot of the new information that the children of today are being deprived from. You know, school doesn't even teach you whom you are, you know. You know, the children in school still believe that, you know, the physical body, that's the whole thing. It's not. It's been known that that isn't the case for a long time, but the curriculum hasn't changed because the world controllers want to keep people stupid. Just like they want to keep away all the revelations that have been given to mankind that explain the whole thing, the whole basic structure of the universe from the top down, from the Heavenly Father, the creator of all this is, down to where we are. The whole thing explained, you know? I know, so I've become aware of the hundreds of different personalities created and spirit beings that rule the universe. And there's millions more that I don't know about, but there are countless numbers. And all that information is just gathering dust. And the people who had taken the vows to have this information printed. They're like the worst salespeople in the world. I've talked to them, and I said, you've got a gold mine here. Why don't you promote this? And they all sounded like robots. You know, and they had no desire to promote it, which says that their minds have been compromised to do nothing, you know? What good is a free energy machine if it just sits in the garage and nobody gets to use it, you know? And that's pretty much what's happened to all this important information. But there's new information coming out now, and there's going to be some new revelations. And this is all important stuff. It's going to be coming out soon, as soon as some more of the bad guys get taken out. And finally, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And finally, we're moving closer to what's called a planetary ascension. And as it's been told, and I just passed the info along on this, it's important for each of us as individuals to become more loving, project more love out of our bodies, get rid of the all our hate, get rid of all the old baggage we've been carrying around us, and concentrate on good things, on the good things we want, and being good and kind to other people. It's not that hard. You know, I've told you, you, my audience, in weeks before, but I'll repeat it again. I've written songs about this. A song called "It's Easy." It talks about it's easy to give love. It is. It's not that hard. Anybody that says it's hard hasn't even tried. But I, you know, talk about all of that, aspects of that, in the song called "It Is Easy." You know, I talk about the difference between men and women in a song called "Anatomy." You know, there's a lot of similarities between men and women. We've been, all the new information coming out from Cobra Info 1 on Twitter is revealing to us about how the dirty, rotten, no good, bad ETs who come to Earth have purposely played around with male-female behavior so we wouldn't be compatible, and to make us feel that we're different and act like we're different and talk like we're different, but there's so much of us alike. And I talk about it all in my song called "Anatomy." You know, that's why I claim my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, is the greatest collection of philosophical and social commentary songs ever put on one disc. 23 songs, and they all got something to say, you know? And it's all about truth, and it's all about revealing knowledge. And it's at the CD Baby Music Store, but you can actually find it easier. All you have to do is go to the BBS Radio Network, go down to My Time Flight, Saturday, 10 p.m., Connect the Dots show, click on the name of the show, and then you can scroll down and you'll see the link to the CD Baby Music Store. You hit it and you're right there. And you see my two amazing albums. And if you're into learning a little philosophy, these songs have philosophy in them. I put them together like that on purpose, didn't by chance. I wanted to write philosophical songs, and I went out and I did it, and eventually, over time, I accumulated quite a bit of them. I have more than 23, really, but I just decided to stop there. You know, 23 is a magical number in certain ways. It represents certain things, and this is an indirect way of teaching, you know, what 23 represents. Hey, what about the 23 chromosomes? Or what about the 23 chambers in the ancient arrow site caves, the ones you'll never get to see until we finally get back into the fifth dimension, because the government found out about them and they sealed them off and they've got them hid with holographic equipment. But you can get a view, the guy who worked on the project and quit, who informed us all about what the government was never going to let us even know anything about, if the site's still up on the internet, it's called Wingmakers. Key that word in, and you ought to be able to at least see the pictures and download them. Geometric, I've got a couple of the pictures in my book, Connected Dots Theory, because it's an educational text to make people aware of all that's out there. And I just concentrated on main things, and I kept the language simple. I talked about before that amazing book called The Keys of Enoch. Well, if you're not scientifically inclined, and you don't have a big dictionary to look up a lot of these words and what they mean, or have a good understanding of science, you might not be able to grasp most of it. Because there's a lot of fancy words, a lot of a mathematical concepts that go beyond just regular math. But there's a lot of good pictures in it, and sometimes pictures say more than the words. But and then there's other books I always mention, The Crystal Connection. I mentioned it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Again, very informative information. People went searching for the truth, and they accessed it, gained access to it, and he put it in a book that explains so many things about the crystal-type network we're all connected to, the underlying weave of physical reality. They explain how the dimensions, the veils of light energy between the dimensions. The book explains how it's transmuted from one dimension to another, how they do it, the focus of energy through points, which I call sparkle points in my book because nobody really had a name for it. So I invented one for it. Plus, I've got the picture of the sparkle points manifesting in the air above ground level. Real. I mean, this happens on Earth. It's out there. But if you're locked up in some city building and never went out to the wilderness where there is no artificial light, you're never going to get to see these things. Except if you buy my book, and then you'll see some of the pictures of what you're missing. And by not being in contact with nature. And while we're talking about that, what else do I have in my book? That I have the drawing of the Earth. You know, everybody's always talking about the Earth is alive. Well, I witnessed it at one event where everybody was sitting around the fire, and then all of a sudden, well, you got to buy the book, and it tells you what happened. And you can feel the pulses coming out under the ground in regular concentric circles from the center of the fire. There's more to it than that, but you got to buy the book to get the whole story and look at the picture at the same time. But, you know, I have the opportunity to witness things. Yes, the Earth is alive. And there's much more proof than that. I have other stories about that, too, in my book. And the more you pay attention to the Earth will respond to you. You know, it wasn't a joke when Jesus said, speak to the mountain and it will move. Or ask the mountain to move and it will. Well, you know, sounds impossible, right? And what was being talked about in the last hour, you know, talked about frequencies, keywords, getting things to activate. And this is part of the reality. I might have told you the story before. Somebody who studies pyramids, and we're talking in the last 20 years or so, was in the Great Pyramid. He hit an F-sharp note, a giant burst of light. Lit up the whole inside of the Great Pyramid, and I think it was the King's Chamber. And they have guards in the pyramid, apparently. He says the guards grabbed their weapons and looked around. They were shocked to shit. They couldn't believe what had just happened. And all that was obtained by just hitting an F-sharp note. He tried to do other pyramids around the world. And bursts of white light can be manifested out of a pyramid by hitting an F-sharp note. Now, isn't that amazing? Again, it's frequency connection. Frequencies are everything. Oh, yeah, that's how the last show started off, I think. Talking about the 4G network we're working with now affects water molecules. Obviously not in a good way, and 5G will cause the electron to change its spin of a water molecule. That sounds like real bad trouble there, since we're 70% water, plus doubling the cancer rate and more organs affected, and it's really death. 5G equals death. And you know, once they turn it on, you don't have to be hooked up to it because it's going to be out broadcasting from every telephone out there, pole out there. If you're in the city, there's telephone poles everywhere. And if you're paying attention to your telephone poles, you'll see more of these big garbage cans being placed at the top of them. You'll see new thick wires being strung along the telephone poles and coiled up sometimes and just left there for waiting, because they need the extra thick cables to put the high voltage into the antenna arrays, which will, in fact, be energy weapons, direct energy weapons. Because the explanation for it is, and this is an educational show, the explanation for how 5G is working, you're going to have 1,000 small antennas all right next to each other, and they're going to focus on whatever apparatus is calling for the 5G. And anything between that object, whether it's your cell phone and the antenna placed up on the every telephone pole, is going to be passing through human beings too. And it's going to be as a directed energy weapon, because if you figure 1,000 little antennas and they're all focused on one little pinpoint location, like your cell phone, where they're converging together, it becomes a directed energy weapon. You have 1,000 times one coming together. Powerful enough, they say, to cook your eyeball, should it be passing through your eye. This is how dangerous this stuff is. I mean, and there's no testing being done. They're just putting it up. They know what it is. The people who are behind putting this up, they're doing it to kill us and make us sick and make money off us at the same time. More people will be getting cancer and sick right away. Oh, that's more money for Big Pharma. And then some of us will end up dying because our immune systems will be so destroyed. And we won't even know, you know, we'll be sick and dead before we even know what's happening. Of course, mainstream media won't say a word because they're being paid to only say, you know, they're being paid to be parrots. And they only say what they hear somebody else tell them to say. So the whole idea that government is going to save you, no, government is part of the sham here. They're allowing this to go through, not demanding that they prove it's safe. Of course, we know it's not safe, and that's why they're not even going to bother to test it, because they know that everybody in U.S. government is nothing but a bunch of cowards and traitors and bribe takers. And if you tell me there's five good people in the Congress, what is five out of 535? It's nothing. So I'm not incorrect in saying the Congress is loaded with bribe takers, cowards, traitors, backstabbers, and every possible bad type of creature you could think of. And then we got the people that just want to talk about the problems in the Congress. I have to get down on them because they need to hear this. I wish they were all tuning into the show so they could hear what rotten son of a bitches they all turned out to be. I don't think they all planned to be, and maybe some of them planned to be that, but I'll give you an example. The famous Rand Paul, he loves to talk about how this is not right, how that's not right, how I'm not going to vote for this. Yet he doesn't offer one damn solution to any of the things, nor does he really speak out on, make an attempt to speak out on mainstream media, except talking about the problem and talking about, well, this is wrong, and I'm not going to vote for that. But that's not, he's being paid money to solve the problems and fix the situations, and he does nothing. And then there's Bernie Sanders. What a waste. The guy is so stupid, he actually believes socialism can work. I mean, really, you know? Any intelligent person knows when you ask the key questions and evaluate socialism, you understand it just can't possibly work. It just can't. And if you're too dumb to understand that, then you are dumb. Period. You know? He was actually running for president. What a moron. And he's another grandstander when he has the microphone. Just wants to talk about the problems, the stuff we know already, the great disparaging between the rich and the poor. I think we all know that already. It's been going on for a long, long time. In fact, I wrote a song about that back in the last century. You know, so like way ahead of people talking on mainstream media about it. I write songs about old situations. I write songs about justice. There ain't no justice. Except what you make for yourself, basically. But we are getting a few little gifts now from the Galactic Federation, and thank you, Galactic Federation, because we need this helping hand, because the evil forces on our world are staggering. They control just about everything still. But, like I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And one last chance. You've been listening, and you can muster up the nerve to call and share some important information with us. The number here is 888-627-6008. Don't. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You know, don't let opportunity pass you by. Because you never know, it might not come by again. And that's a good lesson in life to learn. When the opportunity is there, you grab it. Because there's no guarantee it's going to come by tomorrow. Anyhow, that's the number, 888-627-6008. If there's anybody that wants to say something, call in now or wait for another day. So timelines. Yeah, let me see what was mentioned the last show. Yeah, that possibly we can move from one timeline to another. And that interesting statements about in the present we can create the past. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, we can pretend to create the past, obviously. Whether we actually create it, in order to change the past, I believe you would have to go back in time. And time travel does exist, and then do some different things then. And then when you got back to the future, yeah, you changed the past. As to actually just think about it and will it, I don't know. That has to be explained to me. I can see how it can be done with time travel. I know how time travel works. I understand the basic principle of it. It's not that hard to understand. I went to, you know, I talked to somebody who was on the Montauk Project, and he explained it pretty well. If you think of time as a bubble, and you're inside of the bubble, well, you punch out of one place, travel around the outside, and punch in where you want to be. And then you're there. And then just do the return trip. Assuming you know how to do that. You know, they're used, again, the people who talk about the time travel thing, they say it's pretty easy. You know, it's not really that complicated once you get the machinery to do the work and know how to work it. Because I'm a pretty knowledgeable person, and call me a child, but I know a lot about cartoon shows. Not so much the present-day ones, but the ones from the last century. And there was an ancient cartoon, I think it was called Mr. Peabody or something like that. They had a time travel machine. It was a dog and a professor, or the professor was the dog and there was a boy. Yeah, something like that. Anyhow, they had a time travel machine, and the cartoon was every week. What do you want me to set the time date for, Mr. Peabody, or something like that? And they would set it. The guy would pull a lever with like a slot machine, and the date would come up. Oh, 100 BC, we're going to go back and visit Julius Caesar. Yeah. And they would go back, and then they'd interact with the people in that time. Look it up. I think it was called Mr. Peabody Show, where the dog was the professor and his assistant was the boy. A little play on things there, but they made the time travel quite easy. You pulled the lever, the date came up, or you could set, one would tell the other, well, set the date for 500 BC, and we're going to visit the Greek culture. And they would set it, and the numbers would appear, and they'd pull the lever, and they would go there. It was that easy. What people that work on the real time travel projects say, it's kind of that easy almost. So I've heard enough about that. I'm sold. It exists. And I still claim that one of the test cases they did to see what they could remove from the past and have it completely gone from reality today. But I'm asking, you listening, prove me wrong. There's a famous cartoon called Alice in Wonderland. And the original cartoon had the thing called the chessboard scene. And the verification that I'm not just making this up, the record still exists by the Jefferson Airplane, where called White Rabbit, listen to it, and Greasy Slick of the Jefferson Airplane is saying, and when the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, well, I can remember seeing that scene before they took it out, you know, right around the late 1990s when all the DVDs were coming out. I saw Alice in Wonderland in the store, and I thought, well, let me buy that. I haven't seen that in a while. And I was horrified. The chessboard scene wasn't in there. Next thing you know, they're rebroadcasting it on TV. Chessboard scene isn't there. Then a year later, they're rebroadcasting it again on TV with all the missing scenes. I said, oh boy, I'm finally going to get to see one of my favorite scenes. Still not there. I went to the video stores, bought up a couple of more. Apparently, there's several versions of Alice in Wonderland from Walt Disney. And it's not there. So the only conclusion I can come to, it was a test case by the people who do the time travel. Let's go back to, I guess, whatever year they made that in. I don't know, 1930s or something, 1940s. Well, the movie came out, the cartoon, I think, is registered copyright is like 1951. So they went back to that time, found the location where they were splicing the cartoon scenes together, and they found the scene of the chessboard, and they took a pair of scissors and just snipped it out and took it back with them. All when the people in 1951 or 50 whatever weren't aware they were this was being done, and so from that little time travel experiment, from that point on, everything in the present day, there are no copies of Alice in Wonderland with the chessboard scene anymore. Now, prove me wrong. Find me that copy that has it in it still, but I've been asking people for years, and no one has come up yet. So I guess, and I am good at connecting the dots because this is the Connect the Dots radio show. And I believe I'm correct on this one. They did a little experiment to see what could we take out of the past that really wouldn't alter reality except our memories. And because that's always a worry. You know, if you go back in time, you're going to move something that's going to change your reality. Somebody won't be born. This won't happen. That won't happen. And then you get back, and wow, all these things are missing. Well, that only the chessboard scene was missing. So I guess they picked a good item they could snatch out of the past just to see if they could do that. So I'd say now we know we can do that. And, of course, the real worry is that this technology really gets misused by somebody that goes in the past and does something really stupid, and to the point of where people that are alive now would just disappear because a connection from how they became alive was severed somewhere in the past. So that's why time travel has to be done carefully. And that is something to think about. But I'm still waiting. Somebody, please. Show me the Alice in Wonderland cartoon with the chessboard scene in it. But I doubt if you're going to find it, because I've been asking so long, and nobody has a copy of it. So I guess that was done. That's the way it played out. And that's, I say that's sufficient proof that time travel exists without having time travel myself. Of course, we have all these people now that time travel. They quit the projects, and it's pretty much known time travel works. Just like we know that there's all the other secret projects going on. We know the ETs exist. We don't have to have them come on CNN News and say, "Hi, I'm from the planet Zeta Reticula. Welcome, Earthlings." We don't have to see that. We know that exists. We know that the current controllers of the world don't want to admit to it, because they're in league with the bad ETs. That's why they don't want us to know about it, because we might start asking questions and, "All right, well, you admit it, there's ETs, you know. Maybe, are you working with any?" And then it's going to be, well, we don't want to talk about that. Because unfortunately, the world governments are working, the secret militaries are working, and the New World Order are working with the bad ETs. And that's one reason they'll never come clean about a million. So, you know, let's talk a real conversation here. And I'll talk about the Earth being alive. Yeah, some of the most recent interpretations that crop circles are made from the Earth up. I mean, energy is focused maybe from above, but the Earth participates in the making of crop circles. That's some information I came across, and by people who investigate these things, and it's something to think about. Anyway, I want everybody to click on the name of my show. Go down to the CD Baby Music Store, and then preview all of my songs. You know, that's the amazing thing about CD Baby Music Store. You can get a 30-second preview of every song there, and you can just buy one if you only like one. You can download any song for 99 cents. That's the beauty of the technology today. It could be done years ago, you know, back when the famous Beatles were making recordings. 8-track recordings, mind you. You wanted the album, you had to buy the whole album. Now, with the Beatles, you probably couldn't go wrong, but then there was bands like the Rolling Stones. If you know anything about Rolling Stone history, they've had good albums and they've had some bad albums, albums that really sucked. Maybe one song was good on it, and you thought, "Oh, Rolling Stones." But you had to buy the whole album to find out what was on it. And that's the beauty of today. You go to the CD Baby Music Store, you click the link on the BBS Radio Network, my show, Connect the Dots, click on it, scroll down to the CD Baby Music Store, you hit the link button there, and you're right there, and my two albums are there, and you can listen to 29 seconds of every song. And if you don't like one of them, you're not a human being. That's all I got to say. All right, it's time to end the show. I hope I've enlightened a few people. Crazy things are going to be happening. Get ready for everything. It's coming. Things will be getting better, but those evil no-gooders are still going to try to get away with as much bad stuff as possible, and it's in the pipeline now. It's in the progress of being put up. Well, check your telephone poles. 5G is coming, and when they turn it on, you might have to move to save your life, seriously. Or you can try to get your town to shut it down somehow, but you know how mayors and city councils are. They don't want to listen to anybody unless there's money involved. Let's talk a real conversation. Okay. We're getting ready to end the show. You know how I end it. End of the guitar solo, end of my song, Are You the Party in Time? Followed by full version of I Gotta Meet Somebody. A song that's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. And don't we all want to be somebody? And listen to the end of that song and you'll hear the horse galloping. Believe me, you'll hear it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Does anybody have any friends that are willing to call in? You know, we'll see what happens. Here you go, Mr. Engineer. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.